So you've just started dating a new guy and everything is going great, maybe even too great. Maybe Mr. Perfect seems way too perfect. Well, he could be a sociopath. You know what they say? They say if it's too good to be true, probably is. With us tonight is Donna Anderson. She was married to a sociopath con artist. Tells her story in her book, Love Fraud, How Marriage to a Sociopath Fulfilled My Spiritual Plan. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
So tell us briefly your personal story. You were married to a sociopath, a con artist. What happened?
Well, my ex-husband took $250,000 from me. He cheated with at least six different women, and this was in only 2.5 years that we were together. He had a child with one of these women, and then 10 days after I left him, he married the mother of the child. Mm. And this actually turned out to be the second time that he committed bigamy. Now, I know all this now, but I didn't know it as it was going on.
Right.
And what you need to understand is that sociopaths, when you first meet them, do not act like jerks. I mean, my ex-husband presented himself to be this dynamic, successful entrepreneur and said that he was head over heels in love with me, and he seemed to be acting that way. He told me how much he loved me. He sent me cards and emails all the time. He always wanted to be with me. He said I was the woman he'd been waiting for all his life. Well, I now know that his behavior early in the relationship was full of red flags that he was a sociopath.
What would those be? You know, I mean, it just seems like when you get involved with somebody, and a lot of us will tell ourselves, oh, you're just trying to find something wrong. You're just trying to find something wrong when the guy seems perfect and too good to be true. And you know, I mean, oftentimes too good to be true really is. There's usually a problem with everybody. So what were those signs that you were saying?
Well, I've put together a list of about 10 different characteristics that someone has may show early in a relationship that is an indication that there could be a problem.
Okay.
First of all, sociopaths are very charismatic. These people never, ever are at a loss for words. They have an enormous ego. They seem to think that they are the most important and the smartest and sometimes the richest people in the world, and they'll actually tell you that. They tend to be overly attentive. And what I mean by that is they will call and text and email constantly. And what people need to understand is that this is not necessarily a sign of affection, but it's a sign of somebody wanting to control you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so far it sounds like everybody I know. You know, everybody I know is charismatic with a big ego and overly attentive. So I can't imagine I'm with all sociopaths in my life. So what are some other of the traits?
Yeah, so more are that they tend to have a Jekyll and Hyde personality, and what that means is that one minute they're telling you how much they love you, and the next minute they're telling you that you're worthless. They also tend to blame others for any of their problems. Nothing is ever their fault. And a big indicator is that they lie. I mean, these people lie all the time. They lie like they breathe. They lie when they would be better off telling you the truth. They tell big lies and small lies and stupid lies and lie for the fun of it.
Okay. That would be a huge red flag right there.
Yes, it would. And they also tend to make very intense eye contact. Some people call this the predatory stare. And if you ever get the feeling like you're being sized up like the next meal, that's like a really good indication that somebody might be a sociopath.
I've had somebody look at me like that before, actually.
Yeah,
and I did definitely feel like this person was a sociopath. It was very, very scary. It is very predatory in nature, almost like a dog, you know, staring you down.
Yeah, more like a lion.
Something like that, right? Okay.
Right.
What are some of the other things
that they tend to do is that they tend to move very fast. My ex-husband proposed within a week. And usually, you know, we have this fairy tale idea that it's love at first sight and this is the person we've been waiting for all your life. But essentially what it is someone who's trying to get his hooks in you before you escape.
Okay.
Another indication is called the pity play. And what this means is that the person tries to make you feel sorry for themselves, for them. They'll tell you this sob story of their terrible childhood or their psychotic ex or something like that. And the whole objective is to make you feel sympathy for them. And this is actually one of the biggest red flags that someone is a sociopath, is that they're trying to get you to do what they want you to do by making you feel sorry for them.
Okay. And lastly, there's one more.
Yes, sexual magnetism. And what I mean by that is that these people are extremely sexy, and they also, what I've heard from my readers at lovefraud.com is that these were the best people in bed that they were ever with. And the reason for this is because sociopaths are hardwired for sex. They have a lot of testosterone, and they get a lot of practice because they're promiscuous. Now, what's important to understand is that if somebody has one or two of these qualities, it doesn't mean that they're a sociopath. But if you start seeing this whole picture, you know, someone who's charismatic but is lying and is intense eye contact and blaming others, if you start seeing a whole pattern, then you should be concerned.
Okay, and there are different degrees of sociopath, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I like to say that they range from sleazy to serial killer.
Okay.
Because it is definitely a continuum, and some are worse than others.
Wow, okay. Well, there's definitely... How many people out there do you think are actually sociopaths? Like, what are the chances we're going to date one?
The chances are actually much scarier than we'd like to think, because experts estimate that 1% to 4% of the population are sociopaths. So that means in the United States there are 3 million to 12 million sociopaths. And these people are not all in jail. They live in all segments of society and all walks of life. They're men and women, rich, poor, old, young, all races, all religious groups. They can be anywhere.
What makes a person a sociopath?
Essentially what happens generally is that they are born with a predisposition to become a sociopath. This condition is highly genetic, and there is a possibility that someone as a young person with extraordinary parenting can be turned away from becoming a sociopath, but it is very difficult. So generally it's kind of an inborn trait. It doesn't mean that somebody has a death sentence if they have a parent who is a sociopath, but any person who, like, unfortunately has a child with a sociopath should be aware that the child may have a genetic risk, and they should seek help in the parenting.
All right, very interesting. All right, Donna, well, thank you so much for joining us. Donna Anderson, she is the founder of lovefraud.com, also wrote the book Love Fraud, How Marriage to a Sociopath Fulfilled My Spiritual Plan. If you think you're maybe in love with a sociopath, definitely check out the website lovefraud.com. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's your time with Kim Iverson.